And now let's move on to our second topic of the day.
I'm excited.
Me too. Me too. So basically, China as a nation is growing fat. That is a fact. And it's not surprising that weight loss facilities are gaining popularity. But there are lots of problems. So guys, would you tell me more about what specific kind of weight loss facilities we're talking about today?
What really happens is many diet organizations started to promote many special packages to attract more customers who want to lose weight, you know, like me. And traditional Chinese medical treatments like traditional Chinese medicines, acupuncture, and cupping, which has become very popular recently, and massage, as well as using some advanced equipment. An ordinary course of treatment usually costs several thousand yuan. As WeChat gains popularity, more and more such organizations started to use WeChat to promote their business. And in this way, these organizations don't need to be open in popular areas to attract customers. Instead, they started to appear in residential communities and office buildings. So there are problems. A doctor from Huashan Hospital affiliated to Fudan University, Wu Xi, said many quick treatments became popular in the weight-losing market, but there was a certain risk of influencing people's health. And Zhang Ge, director of a plastic surgery center who had been working in the industry for 19 years, says he had treated many patients who suffered from medical accidents at private diet organizations. And some of these cases can get remediation while others cannot. For example, if the accident hurts the waist and leg, even you cure it later, it still leave long-term influence to your function, you know, like unable to stand for a very long time.
Ooh, that's bad.
Well, let me just chip in real quick, Zhongwen, and say you look great, okay?
Oh, thank
you. Exactly, Zhongwen. You don't need to lose.
You brought us back.
Yes, I needed to say it. I was waiting to say it. You look great, girl.
Thank you.
But you know what? For anyone that is looking for this kind of way out, let's talk about it. Because a lot of the information we have came from a reporter who did an inside scoop. Basically, these diet organizations, they always charge customers a lot of money by using so-called advanced machines. That's kind of an ambiguous kind of way to describe a machine. But basically, the reporter found out that there's three different kinds of these machines, and they have different functions like reducing fat, building a nice body shape, and postpartum recovery. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's after you give birth, getting back to your normal weight. But as I'm looking at this, this blows my mind, because I've heard from my sister who's a doctor and her husband who's a doctor that the only way to lose weight and keep it off is just a healthy lifestyle. So looking at this, I just see it as a big, kind of like a scam. Yeah, and even the reporter talked to an employee and said, the employee said, yeah, we have basic diet packages. They range from like around 398 yuan a month, which when you're thinking about it, that's not so bad for, I mean, the payoff. There's definitely people that are probably willing to pay that much. But it's just a hook, according to this employee. They said, once you go in there, they pretend to analyze your physical features, mm-hmm. and then they'll tell you, of course, oh my God, we didn't know this at first, but you need this, which costs $1,000, and this, which costs $2,000, and pretty soon you're selling your house for that nice figure.
Well, that's the thing. How much are you willing to pay to get into a nice figure is what I see from these weight loss facilities. Because usually we think about, you know, working out, eating less, those kind of things can definitely lose you some weight. But here we're talking about a completely different concept of weight loss. That is, you pay a handsome amount and you have stuff done to you, invasive or not. And I can see at least there's two categories. One is what lion. Yes, I am intimidated by you, Ryan.
I'm a lion. Yeah, yes. You know it now.
Okay. That's your new nickname.
Ryan the Lion. Yeah. And basically what you were saying was that, you know, advanced technology or so-called technology has been used here. Or the second category, what I see is the good name of traditional Chinese medicine being dragged through the mud. Mm-hmm. Because traditional Chinese medicine, these methods with acupuncture, cupping, and those kind of things, results show very late. It's not immediate, so you don't know whether it's worked or not, but you have to sign up for a huge package to have this done to you. Easy way to earn money, and you see results later. So it's a good way to scam people as well. It's pretty bad.
And also, as far as I know, when it comes to traditional Chinese medicine, different people will get different treatments, you know. There is no, you know, one way to fit all.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also I think, you know, Huyang touched on the money. Why people would pay so much money for this kind of treatment? I think we need to talk about some statistics that are specific to China when we're talking about money and why people are paying so much. The Weight Loss Department of China Health and Care Association showed some statistics that might be interesting you. Huyang, about 100 million fat people are in China, with 300 million overweight people also being in this country. And the diet consumption market is expected to exceed, you ready for this, 200 billion yuan in China this year. So obviously, this is something people really want.
Yeah, it's like cheating. You pay for other people to work on you to lose weight instead of you doing anything yourself. And people would pay to stay lazy. That's how I see it. So what went wrong with this industry? As it is growing so fast, but why are people not satisfied with results?
Please go ahead, Zhongwen.
Yeah, I think especially for young women, you know, they really pursue these.
We good really pursue.
Yeah.
And also
we
guys,
really pursue
too.
Good shape, you know, and we want to look slim. That's why we want to pay money for that.
Without actually working out ourselves. Well,
yeah, but you are one of those who have very healthy lifestyle, you know, so I don't think you need that.
Thank you.
As far as I know, you do exercise every day, you know, that kind of thing that I've never been doing.
Yes, you look very healthy. And I realize that a lot of people want to pursue a healthy figure. And for some people on an individual basis, it's harder than others. For sure. I recognize that. And so I'm sure some people want to get there as fast as possible. Guys, I understand. But be smart about how you pursue this, because keep in mind, these businesses have no real qualifications. They use loopholes where they consider themselves a cosmetic industry instead of a medical cosmetic industry, which has much more regulations put on it. And the reporter found out that sometimes these organizations would promote their products that were developed and made by them. And when asked by customers if they could see the ingredients in the products, they said no, because it's a trade secret and we don't want our competitors to know about it. Also, a reporter also checked that, you know, many of these places offer massage cream. They tried to check the license for this cream and found that the license number belonged to a type of depilatory paste. So something not related to really losing weight, like its main function, as I understand at least. So you automatically see from just these findings some really shady business practices going on. Right here for me, this would be enough to say this is unsafe.
Considering they don't have any business qualification, they must not have any professional doctor, I think. Because many physicians who work in these organizations don't have a doctor's license, right?
Yeah, if you're a doctor, you wouldn't be working in those facilities. I think that's a simple rule of the thumb if you know China, the situation quite well. And it seems like there's just no or not enough professional personnels who are working there, and then the business could go wrong very easily. And there are so many of these facilities, or sometimes they call themselves clinics, or lifestyle spas. Sometimes there's like all kinds of fancy names when they're trying to do the same thing, and often it is siphoning money from your pocket. How can this be solved? Is there any way out for these people who are trying to get some help in weight loss?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think you should do your fellow man a solid, do them a favor, and report these kind of clinics, because they're not helping people, I guarantee, I feel, as much as they're harming people. And they're not promoting a healthy lifestyle. they're just promoting these kind of definitely ways that I feel are very, I'm skeptical whether they work. So a hotline to be able to contact some authority that regulates specifically these kind of businesses. It's a huge industry, 200 billion yuan for this projected year. I foresee a lot of people pursuing this business path, so there needs to be some kind of hotline people can call to regulate. Also, we've talked about advertisement. It seems like how they advertise is on WeChat. Again, do your fellow man a solid. If you see these kind of WeChat advertisements that look obviously fake, you know, this woman just drops weight like crazy, report that. At least just report it so someone can look into it and make sure that this place is offering what they're saying they're offering.
Mm. And also, what I worry about the most is their sanitation problems, you know, they might have.
Yeah.
Because just imagine the bed you're lying over there.
And the towels you use.
He's vomiting.
It's hard to keep my lunch down after listening to that, Ryan.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, so I really hope that the government can really pursue these kind of places and make sure that whoever is offering this kind of industry is a professional that's had training and it's not going to harm anyone who takes part in it. But, I mean, before we finish this topic, I want to talk about some funny ways to lose weight. Maybe you guys didn't know this, but...
Delight us.
Yes, I would love to. Smooching.
Ooh.
Smooching. And for those of you not... For those of you not familiar with the terminology, Huyang has just filled you in with it. So, according to some personal trainers and some professors, one of them being from Stanford of Hanover College, they say that an hour of kissing...
That's a lot.
Sometimes you get lost in a moment and minutes turn into... hours or what, some kind of time fluctuation. You're really enjoying it. It goes by fast. Anyways, it gives you lower stress. You're moving around, you know, all these things. Basically, 1 hour equals a 20-minute run. Holy moly.
Then I'd rather turn into 20-minute run.
Oh, 1 hour don't tell your husband that. But you know what? Some days maybe I'm like... Hey, I don't feel like jumping on that treadmill, baby, so.
Oh, dear. You need to find your baby first, and that hurts me even more. I need to find that person first. Previously, I could just go for a run. I feel good. Now what? I don't have a boyfriend. I can't even lose weight. Oh, my God. I am just run.
But, be with me, guys, for running.
Huyang, yes. Hold on. Let me stop you. There's one that you might be interested in. I know you love fashion. So according to a recent survey by Debenhams, the average woman burns 385 calories looking for that perfect outfit. Basically, they're taking a lot of steps. So guys, you know what? When you tell your boyfriend that you're going out to work out and you're going to the mall, technically, maybe you're not lying now. Because you're burning those calories when you're trying on the clothes. Ladies, you're welcome for that excuse.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So shopping can also maybe help you lose weight. Why not? Why not? You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Zheng Lan, and Ryan the Lion.